Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting second. The center fielder, Roland Offis. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Murphy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rod Gilbreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Rocket. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Mahler. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Mickey Mahler. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Andrews. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hector Cruz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Halicki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Halicki. And now, play ball. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster bunts towards the mound. Halicki fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Royster. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Royster steals second. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Offis for the out. Royster moves to third. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Royster scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Matthews steals second. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Offis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Rocket is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocket strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Nolan and he is out, Royster applying the tag. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mickey Mahler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahler hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0-for-1 in the game. Office strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilbreth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster takes first base on ball 4. Hill moves to second. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rocket fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Hill moves to third. Two outs. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Herndon steals second. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hill scores. Herndon scores. There goes Andrews trying to get to third. Office throws the ball into Gilbreth, who tags Andrews for the out. It's 2-1, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ivey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Nolan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonnell hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivey hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Braves, 2, Giants, 2. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilbreth hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Rocket is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocket is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocket hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Mahler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahler is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahler bunts towards the mound. Halicki fields it and throws to first for the out. Rocket moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, LeMaster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bonnell. LeMaster reaches second base with a double. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki is 0 for 1 in the game. Halicki bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. LeMaster moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilbreth fields it and throws to second for the out. LeMaster scores. One out. It's 3-2, Giants. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Herndon steals second. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon moves to third. Rick Camp now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Andrews. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Andrews steals second. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilbreth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 2 in the game. Office hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Braves, 3, Giants, 3. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-2 in the game. Nolan hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonnell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Halicki, and towards Andrews, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-2 in the game. Ivey hits a pop-up towards third. Gilbreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murphy scoops it up and throws to first, with Camp covering, for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rocket fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rocket. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilbreth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilbreth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ivey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Rocket is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocket is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rocket hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Biff Pocoroba pinch hits for Rick Camp. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Vic Harris pinch hits for Ed Halicki. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Office, who is chasing the ball. Herndon reaches third base with a triple. Bill Madlock pinch hits for Rob Andrews. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock strikes out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Madlock now playing second base. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Office hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 3 in the game. Nolan hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cruz strikes out. One out. Mike Ivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivy is 0 for 3 in the game. Ivy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer pinch runs for Mike Ivy. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to third. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Mark Hill. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is walked intentionally. Whitfield moves to second. Mike Sadek pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Johnny LeMaster. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger pinch hits for Gary Lavelle. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Mike Sadek now catching. Jim Dwyer now playing first base. Roger Metzger now playing shortstop. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonnell. The throw from Sadek and he is safe. Bonnell steals second. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Murphy strikes out. One out. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Chaney pinch hits for Pat Rocket. Darrell Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is walked intentionally. Bob Beal pinch hits for Gene Garber. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Chaney now playing shortstop. Dave Campbell now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock bunts towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Herndon moves to second. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. he's got two RBIs. Clark is walked intentionally. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Craig Skok now pitching. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Herndon moves to third. Clark moves to second. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Sadik and he is safe. Matthews steals second. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 4 in the game. Nolan is walked intentionally. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bonnell hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Sadik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadik hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Moffitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moffitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilbreth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0 for 4 in the game. Gilbreth bunts towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. Murphy moves to second. One out. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chaney is walked intentionally. Cito Gaston pinch hits for Craig Skok. Cito Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murphy moves to third. Chaney moves to second. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murphy scores. Chaney scores. Gaston moves to second. It's 5-3, Braves. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Office hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaston scores. Royster moves to second. It's 6-3, Braves. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herndon. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Royster scores. Office goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Braves. John Curtis now pitching. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Nolan hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Bonnell takes first base on ball 4. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dwyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Solomon now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solomon fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Solomon. Herndon moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herndon scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Braves. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clark is called out on strikes. One out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 8, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.